Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast, brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing.
You know, it feels like we're just swimming in this sea of AI-powered marketing stuff lately.
Absolutely. Every vendor, right, slapping AI on everything.
Exactly. So how do you, as a marketer, actually figure out what's real innovation? You know, what's genuinely new versus just the same old tech with a shiny AI label?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It really is. And that's what we want to tackle today. We've been digging into some really interesting articles.
Yeah, some good ones.
We've got marketers are putting more content and quality control in the hands of AI from the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
Forbes has why proprietary data is the new gold for AI companies.
A crucial piece.
Then Digiday looked at how marketers are using AI for creative gains, especially with like tariff issues going on.
Right. Efficiency is key there.
And Martech published a really practical guide how to tell it's real AI or just automation at a higher price. Super useful.
Definitely needed that one.
Plus, you know, we'll bring in our perspective from Martecture because we're always thinking about how to engineer that modern marketing approach.
Right. Smart systems, unified data, AI performance.
Exactly. So our mission here for everyone listening is to pull out the key insights. How do you leverage those smart systems, get your data working together, and use AI to actually drive performance? We want to cut through the hype, give you stuff you can actually use.
And what's really striking looking at these articles together is you start to see some very real shifts in how marketers are actually using AI, not just talking the talk.
Okay, good. So let's dive into that first shift then. This idea that marketers are getting, well, more comfortable letting AI handle pretty big chunks of content creation,
yeah.
Even adopting brand voices. The Wall Street Journal piece really highlighted that.
It did. And it's going beyond just, you know, basic copywriting now.
Mm.
We're seeing these things called AI agents.
Agents.
Yeah, think of them like specialized AI programs working together. They perform specific marketing tasks, maybe even collaborate along the content chain. And Noah Breyer from Alephic, he made a really compelling point. He said, basically, as the amount of content just explodes, we're going to need AI to evaluate other AI. Humans just can't keep up.
AI reviewing AI. Wow, that takes a second to process.
It does. But then you see companies like Prudential Financial actually doing it.
Right, the digital coworker example.
Exactly. They're using Adobe and Gradial AI to create super personalized web pages. We're talking millions of them for customers, for advisors.
And it's based on real data, like behavior and location.
The whole nine yards. Behavioral data, geolocation, real-time info. Hima Wadhani, she actually said it was like onboarding a digital coworker.
Mm.
That phrasing really tells you how integrated it's becoming.
That really speaks to the power of having that unified data feeding into these, you know, smart AI systems.
Totally. And Prudential's pushing it further. They did AI photo booths for lead gen, apparently.
Huh.
And they're testing AI agents now for compliance checks, legal, brand voice, all of that.
Okay. So the AI is checking the AI's work for compliance.
Kind of, yeah. And Wadhani mentioned something really interesting that maybe, just maybe, these super personalized pages might eventually not need mandatory human review.
Whoa, that's a big statement. Shows a lot of trust.
Huge trust. And it's not just finance. The Journal also talked about Opella, you know, the consumer health company.
Right.
They have what they call an AI factory, churning out all sorts of content.
Right.
Complex stuff like advanced care planning docs, but also social media posts.
So how do they manage the risk in healthcare? That seems tricky.
Good question. Alberto Hernandez at Opella said they actually embed human regulatory advisors within the AI marketing teams.
Ah, okay. Smart.
Yeah. Helps avoid those weird AI hallucinations.
Yeah.
And trains the AI on actual expert knowledge. Hernandez sounded pretty confident, saying they barely touch the AI's output now, besides fact checking. The speed gain was the big thing he emphasized.
Speed and efficiency, yeah. That keeps coming up.
But the article did point out one area where maybe things aren't quite ready for full AI takeover video.
Yes, the video examples. Toys, RS, Puma. Those got mixed reactions, didn't they?
They really did. That Puma prototype from Monks. Even though they used a whole network of AI agents for scripts, creative direction, everything.
It still needed a lot of human work.
Apparently, yeah. Deborah Den Isiger from Monks said the process ended up looking pretty similar to a traditional shoot after the AI did his first pass.
So the promise isn't quite reality yet for video.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
And L'Oreal Lintz from Jasper AI hit the nail on the head. She said, look, even if CEOs are pushing for it, Most marketers just aren't set up for fully AI-generated video right now.
Which brings up that critical question from Cecilia Dones, right? Can this AI stuff actually persuade real people?
Exactly. Are we just optimizing for algorithms, or are we still connecting with humans? It's a really valid point.
Okay, so let's crystallize that into an action. For our first CMO action, maybe inspired by Prudential and Opella, think about piloting an AI content assistant. Pick a specific audience segment. Really lean into personalization using your unified customer data. And crucially, build in some kind of AI-powered review for compliance and brand voice.
Makes sense. And that focus on data, especially unified data, leads perfectly into our second theme. Forbes really dug into this, proprietary data being the new gold.
Right. The argument is, as the big AI models, the foundational ones, become easier for everyone to access.
They become commoditized.
Exactly. So the real edge, the real competitive advantage, comes from the unique data your company holds.
Bo Hartman from Nomi Health put it pretty bluntly. He said, data providers have the edge. Model providers are in a race to the bottom.
Wow. Okay.
He really stressed how much that proprietary data boosts AI models, makes them smarter, especially as we get into these more capable agentic AI systems.
But that sounds like it comes with its own set of headaches. The Forbes piece mentioned legal fights, privacy rules getting tougher.
Oh, big time. And just the cost of getting good data, it's not easy.
So what makes the proprietary data so much better?
Well, Andy Thurai from Constellation Research explained it well. Public data is kind of hitting its limit. To really make AI perform better in a specific field, you need exclusive, high-quality data to fine-tune the models.
Like domain-specific knowledge.
Exactly. Mm. His example was healthcare providers using their private patient records, carefully, obviously, with safeguards, to get faster, more accurate diagnoses. That kind of specialized data makes a huge difference.
And it's not just having data, it's having the right data, clean data.
Precisely. Trix V. Kopetz from Lucia talked about how hard it is to find the valuable signals and all the noisy data out there. He actually said you might need proprietary AI just to sift through it all effectively.
AI to find the good data for your other AI. It's getting meta.
A bit. And then there's how companies are making money off this data. Mm. Social media platforms using our posts, financial services using transaction data.
Right. Those are classic examples.
I just kept hammering the point. Exclusive data massively increases an AI model's value, especially if you're in a niche industry.
But owning it isn't simple. Regulations, ethics.
Huge responsibilities. Inet Tokarev-Sela from Illumix brought up GDPR, CCPA, HIAPA, so the list goes on. Plus the ethics of AI and just the sheer expense of keeping data sets clean and usable.
Sounds like a minefield.
It can be. But the article also mentioned potential bright spots, like data sharing models. They talked about healthcare data exchanges in Europe, finding ways to collaborate safely.
Interesting. So maybe not just hoarding data.
Potentially. But the bottom line, according to Kopetz and Sela, is the power is shifting. The people, the companies that own the valuable data, they're increasingly the ones setting the terms.
Yeah. So second CMO action, time for a data audit. Really get a handle on what proprietary data assets your organization actually has.
Good starting point.
Then look for ways to unify it and use it strategically. Can you train or fine-tune AI models with it? Maybe for better personalization or predictive analytics or sharper content.
But always, always keep privacy and compliance front and center.
Absolutely critical. Okay. Theme number three. Digiday took a close look at this. AI driving creative effectiveness and, crucially, efficiency.
Yeah, this one really hits home with all the budget pressure marketers are feeling, right?
For sure. And Digiday pointed to that Kantar Research creative quality having a much bigger impact on how well your media performs than just, you know, how many people you reach.
It's huge. But maintaining that quality, especially for big global brands with teams everywhere, that's tough.
That's where the AI comes in.
Exactly. Digiday highlighted companies like Diageo, Beiersdorf, Mars. They're working with CreativeX, using AI to analyze their creative assets globally, trying to cut down wasted ad spend.
The Mars example sounded pretty impressive.
It really was. CreativeX helped them build this huge database of all their creative, tagging every little element. Then they used an LLM, a large language model.
Right, the AI that understands text.
Yeah, to basically check new creative work against their brand guidelines before it goes out. Like a pre-flight check.
And it worked.
Apparently, yes. Lori Summer at Mars said their creative started meeting quality standards way more often, jumping from under 30% to like 80% in some places.
Wow. And that saved money.
She said millions saved by avoiding ads that just wouldn't have worked.
Millions. Okay. That gets attention.
And it wasn't just savings. An NC Solutions study showed a 33% sales lift for Mars TikTok stuff that used the Creative X system.
A direct link to sales increase. That's powerful.
Super powerful. Summer also mentioned how much easier it made conversations with senior execs about ROI, especially with all the economic uncertainty around tariffs and commodity prices.
I bet. So Mars is sticking with it.
Yep. They're expanding it now to Amazon video and display ads too.
And are there other tools like this?
Yeah, the article briefly mentioned Kantar's Link AI and another one, Clinch's Copilot. Clinch seems focused on automating the creation of tons of different versions of an ad for different platforms.
Ah, so less about checking quality, more about automating production.
Seems like it. Ozzezioni from Clinch claimed it drastically cuts down the time and effort needed to make all those slightly different campaign assets.
It all ties back to that laser focus on making creative work harder when budgets are tight, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Gartner and Kantar surveys both show marketers are really zeroing in on creative effectiveness right now.
Okay, CMO action number three then. Start exploring these AI-powered creative optimization tools.
Makes sense. See what's out there.
Analyze your current creative. See what the data says about what's working and what's not. And look into how automating version creation could make you more efficient and stretch that media budget further.
Good practical steps. Which leads us to the final and maybe trickiest theme, figuring out what's real AI and MarTech versus what's just old automation with a new paint job. The MarTech article tackled this directly.
This is such a critical one right now. That flood of AI-powered claims is just overwhelming.
It really is. And the MarTech piece did a great job laying out the fundamental difference.
Mm-hmm.
Old automation followed static preset rules. If this, then that.
Right. Fixed logic.
Whereas true AI learns. It adapts. It gets better based on new data. It's dynamic. There's definitely healthy skepticism needed.
So how do you tell the difference? The article gave some pointers, right?
Yes. Six really practical things to look for or ask about. First, adaptive learning. Does the system actually get smarter over time with new data?
Not just following the same old rules.
Exactly. Ask vendors how often their models retrain, how they use new behavioral data. Don't just accept if-then logic labeled as AI.
Okay, what's number two?
Transparency. Mm. You need to understand, at least conceptually, what AI models they're using. Machine learning, deep learning, NLP.
Yeah.
And why do they choose that approach?
So they should be able to explain it beyond just saying it's AI.
Pretty much. It shouldn't just be fancy words for decision trees or basic workflows you could have built years ago.
Got it. Third point.
Training methodology. This is crucial. What data did they use to train the AI? How much? How varied was it? How does this system actually learn and improve from feedback?
Not just pre-programmed responses.
Right. Ask if it's trained on real-time data, synthetic data, or just rule sets. And how does feedback make the model better?
Okay. Number four.
Look for evolving insights. Does the system give you recommendations that change as customer behavior changes? Think predictive lead scoring that gets more accurate, not just a static dashboard showing what already happened.
So predictive, not just descriptive.
Exactly. Does it generate dynamic content?
Yeah.
Does accuracy improve? Key confidence.
Fifth point, this is good stuff.
Watch out for buzzwords without substance. If the vendor gets vague, can't back up claims with evidence, or seems like they don't fully grasp the tech themselves.
Red flag.
Major red flag. The article even suggests asking to talk to product marketing or maybe even engineering if you need more clarity.
Good tip. Okay, and the last one, number six.
Don't just take the vendor's word for it. Look for independent third-party sources, analyst reports, peer reviews on sites like G2. Get unbiased evaluations.
Makes total sense. Do your homework.
Yeah. And the article rightly points out that often the best solutions do blend automation and AI. It's not always either. But you need to understand what you're paying for, especially since AI often means a higher price tag.
Absolutely. So, the final CMO action. When you're looking at new MarTech claiming AI, use these 6 points as a checklist. Really grill the vendors.
Don't be shy about it.
Ask for detailed explanations. What models? What training data? Show me the proof of adaptive learning. Show me evolving insights. Nail down what's really AI inside the box.
Crucial due diligence.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
We saw AI playing a bigger role in actually creating content and checking its quality.
Mm-hmm. Moving beyond just simple tasks.
We talked about how vital your own unique proprietary data is becoming for getting an edge with AI.
The new competitive battleground, really.
Then we looked at how smart marketers are using AI to make their creative campaigns work harder and more efficiently, getting real ROI.
Especially important with tight budgets.
And finally, we got practical about how to sift through the MarTech hype and identify genuine AI, not just rebranded automation.
A critical skill right now.
It really feels like it all comes together, doesn't it? Smart systems, unified data, AI driving performance. It's not the future, it's what high-performing marketing needs today.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. This episode of the Mindset Podcast was brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go in under 15 minutes. Stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights,
Real stuff.
real stuff.
See you next time.